ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 4 एकदा वंस अपॉन ए टाइम प्रविशत एंटर गोष्ठम द लैंड ऑफ द काउ सेड Sardula, a tiger, Nisi, at night, Varsati, while it was raining, Shayana, lying down, Gavaha, cows, Uthaya, getting up, Bita, fearing, Ta, all of them, Babramuha, scattered here and there, Vraje, in the land surrounding the cowshed. एकदा प्राविशत् कोष्ठम् सार्दुलो निशि वर्षति सयाना गावा उत्थाय वितास्ता बभ्रुमुर्व्रजे Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Once at night, while it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cowshed. Upon seeing the tiger, all the cows who were lying down got up in fear and scattered here and there on the land. Responsively, please. Once at night, while it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cow said. Upon seeing the tiger, all the cows who were lying down, got up in fear, and scattered here and there on the land. So text 9 to 5, 6, we should also read, but there is no purport again. Okay. I will read myself. Ekam jagrah balavan satchukrosha bayatura tasyastu kranditim srutva prushadra anusasarah khagamadaya tarasha pralinongul gane nisi अजानन छिंदंद ब्रवो सिरसा सार्दुल सक्रया When the very strong tiger sees the cow, the cow scattered in distress and fear, and Prushadra, hearing the screaming, immediately followed the sound. He took up his sword, but because the stars were covered by clouds, he mistook the cow for the tiger and mistakenly cut off the cow's head with great force. So, very amazing and pathetic story is happening here, that the king named Prishadra, he was a real Kshatriya, a son of Manu. In this canto, most of the chapters are describing Manu and his dynasty. So, his son Prishadra, he was protecting the cows. It is Kshatriya's business to protect the cows and Brahmins and even maintain them. So here, very pathetic thing happened, that once upon a time, a tiger, Sardulo Nisi Varsati, a tiger, he entered the Gostam, entered the cow shed, and tried to kill the cow. But upon hearing this, cows fleeing, upon hearing the roaring of a tiger, cows try to flee out of Gosta, out of cow shed, and scatter around cow shed. And a tiger, he was trying to hunt a cow. So the king, he took his sword and tried to kill the tiger. But it was dark night, cloudy, the moon was covered, and it was very dark. So there were also cloud, and it was very dark. So king tried to hit the tiger with his sword in dead night, dark. So instead of killing the tiger, he killed the cow. He, with his sword, he shattered the cow's head, and he also shattered, cut the tiger's ear. So tiger was bleeding and scared, and he flee away. He ran away. And king, due to killing a cow, his spiritual master Vasishtha was very disturbed and angry at him, because he killed the cow. So he cursed him. But it was by mistake, not that he intentionally tried to kill the cow. He tried to protect the cow. So sinful activity is considered to be sin when we knowingly commit the sin. Within our mind, it should register. Our mind, we have to intentionally kill in order to take the reaction. But here intention was to protect. And king was righteous. And even though his spiritual master cursed him, he went back to home, back to Godhead, by performing severe austerities. So, it's a great sin, it's a very, very big sin. Killing a cow, killing a woman, killing a child, killing a Brahman, and killing maybe, I think, five. Hatya. Stri hatya, bal hatya, go hatya, Brahman hatya, and fifth one I'm forgetting. So, these are very big sin. So, karma incurs if we intentionally, knowingly try to indulge in sinful activities. But unknowingly, whatever we do, when our mind is not there, it is not considered to be sinful. Otherwise, how this king could have made back to home, back to Godhead, by performing austerity, even though his spiritual master cursed him? When the hero Prushadra was thus cursed by his spiritual master, he accepted the curse with folded hands. Then, having controlled his senses, he took the vow of brahmacharya, which is approved by all great sages. Although Prushadra had committed the sin unknowingly, his family priest cursed him, saying, "In your next life, you shall not be able to become a kshatriya indeed. Instead, you shall take birth as a sudra because of killing the cow." And he didn't become sudra. Instead, he went back to home, back to Godhead, by performing austerity. So, sinful reaction is not there if it is unknowingly happened. Here the same case. He further said he went back to home, back to Godhead. Thus he achieved the transcendental spiritual world in 14th text. By performing austerity, he achieved the transcendental spiritual world. So how a man can achieve spiritual world even though he killed the cow, because it was done unknowingly when mind wasn't there? So killing cow is very big sin. Why? Because cow is considered to be one of the most important mother. Human beings, right from the beginning of childhood, when they are born even, they are sustained by the cow milk. And cow milk helps us understand the spiritual subject matter by developing our mind intelligence. Cow milk and ghee develops our brain and intelligence so that we can understand the spiritual subject matter. So this is the bone from the cow that we can understand the spiritual subject matter and elevate ourselves all the way to Golok Vrindavan. But instead, nowadays, they make business out of cow. If cow is not economical, they send cow to slaughterhouses. It's a very big sin. Mother, who gives us birth and feeds us milk, is worshipable. Cow is worshipable because she provides milk and yogurt, ghee and everything. Even cow's stool is used for cooking, medicinal use and gas. You can convert that into so many things, electricity. So cow is very important in human, for human beings, very important animal. The cow shed is considered to be very auspicious, even though it is stool and urine being passed by cow is auspicious. Stool and urine of a cow is auspicious, pavitra. And it is proven fact. Even Krishna and Balaram takes second initiation in cow shed. So auspicious. Everything about cow is useful for human beings. The naturally dyed cow's skin, always it was used to make shoes, chappals and shoes, ahimsa, leather. So same thing, ahimsa milk, without killing cow, we should take care of cow and drink the milk, ghee, yogurt. This is the gift from the cow. We can develop our brain tissue to understand complicated subject matter, spiritual subject matter. So there are seven mothers and one of them is cow. Seven mothers, one who gives us birth, one who feeds her breast milk, one is cow, because all throughout our life she provides milk and milk products. So this cow is very important for our life, right from beginning to end. It is considered to be mother, holy cow, even in Christian tradition. Bible, cow is holy. But if cow is holy, then why send cow to the slaughterhouse and eat? There are big, big, huge slaughterhouses being maintained. All over the world, even including India. Of course, now the slaughterhouses in India, in Uttar Pradesh and so many provinces are closed down because there are pious rulers, pious CM, Chief Minister, Yogi, and pious Prime Minister. So they're trying to stop the cows killing, providing free cow seeds, maintaining them. Government maintains cow seeds. The cows which are very sick and very ill. So government tried to take care of the cows rather than sending them to slaughterhouses. So this is what Kshatriya is supposed to do. This is the business of Kshatriya. The combined reaction takes place if we kill a cow. Like wars, now there is a war between two countries next to here. Ukraine and Russia fighting like anything. People are fleeing here and there. This is all sinful activity. Where, unless the cow killing is stopped all over the world, the war will not stop. War will go for ever here and there. It may all even come to the World War IV. Very scary. Because of the heavy karma, killing cows. Very pathetic. I have seen the movie of a slaughterhouse. I don't want to describe it. It's so ghastly, scary, and very sinful. So this karma is repeatedly comes to us, killing cow. Nowadays, all over the world, tractors came. Tractors. The land, they till the land by tractors. Even in India, in my hometown, there were at least 400-500 oxen tilting the land, producing grains and cotton and like that for clothing. But now there is not a single one ox in the whole town and 60 different tractors. So no business for ox, what to do with them. So they, even they don't have cows so much, so only poor people keep the cows. And they sell the milk. And then even those cows, when they don't give milk, send to the slaughterhouses. There is no, even the politicians, the cows were grazing, they were taken out from the cow shed to graze, to eat the grass on pasturing land. But that pasturing land, all the politicians, they put on their names. No more land for cows to go to eat. So artificially they have to be eaten. They give the artificial food for them. It's not natural. Artificial insemination, sinful, very sinful. It's a sin. So, knowingly they are committing sins, so then reaction has to come. Big reaction. So all the politicians, they bought this pasturing ground land for themselves, make money on it, and there is, and the demons, they send their cows to slaughterhouses. So, poor cow. Cow by nature is very, very affectionate. If you give little love to cow, she will give you whole lot love. A cow is called Vatsala. Vatsala. Vatsal. Vatsal is calf. And between both of them, cow and calf, there is intense love. She is a mother. The nature of a mother is very affectionate for a child, for a human being. This is a civilization, a beautiful civilization. Cows and Brahman. If they are not there, the civilization is finished, sinful. A Brahman gives education, spiritual education, by example. By his example, he gives spiritual education to the humanity at large. So that's the business of Brahman. And cow provides ghee for yajna, ghee for human beings, milk, yogurt, etc. Beautiful arrangement of the Lord, natural arrangement. But exploiting the cows now, exploitation. They breed the cows and have more milk. Milk, Jersey cows and so many cows, they breed and try to extract more milk from the cow. This is very bad, it's seen all over the world, and it has to be the reaction has to be there in form of killing human beings, war and epidemic we went through, and all this combined karma, killing cows, all these are combined karma. By knowingly we are killing the cows, but here unknowingly he killed the cow, trying to protect and kill the cow, and he went back to home, back to Godhead. How it can be if you kill a cow? Or because of unknowingly killing a cow, by performing austerity, he went back to home, back to Godhead. So, any question? I'll stop here. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Haribo.
Thank you very much. So I wonder, like, people nowadays, like, we were born in society, like, we don't have this knowledge, non-devotees, that killing the cows or other animals is sinful. So, like, for them, this is normal. So what, like this, from their perspective, this is can be like not so unknowingly like this kshatriya killing the cow, but in a way also a little bit.
No, they know it is sinful to kill anything. They know. Who doesn't know that it is sinful to kill anything? Everybody knows. It's such a demoniac mentality. So there has to be reaction. Anything, thou shalt not kill, you know, Prabhupada says, Jesus Christ didn't say, thou shalt not murder. He said, thou shalt not kill. Kill anything. So they know it's sinful. Just for the tongue, Prabhupada says, they like to relish blood of a cow and steak and whatnot. They know. It's not ignorance. Killing anything, anybody knows, even, you know, non-religious person anywhere on earth planet would know, killing is not good. Killing anything is not good. What to talk about cow and a Brahman? Now the Brahman civilization is also finished. In India there is no Brahman. Only ISKCON has Brahmins. In India, Brahman is becoming almost nil, nothing. They all became servant. They all work. They all work for factories, for driving, for any work they can get. There is no Brahman in India. It's finished. And so is cow. Is finished. All bulls and cow, they go to slaughterhouse in India. There is no pasturing ground anymore. Politicians, they all bought that land. They know it is sinful. Any other question?
So what is this destination in next life for those people?
Of course, severe, as many hairs there are on cow's body, that many time that cow will kill them. And they have to be killed by the same soul, cow soul. Kill them. As many hairs there are on chickens, as many feathers there on chicken, that many times chicken will kill them. Kentucky Fried Chicken, biggest demon on the earth. It looks like demon. Demoniac. Brahman and cows is finished, means mankind is finished. It is end of the human civilization. All animals. Any other question?
That is from internet. Avadutaraya Das. How is that the king's austerity was enough to go back to Godhead without satisfaction of his guru? Vashishta was angry on his disciple. There is a statement, if the spiritual master is angry and dissatisfied with a disciple, Krishna cannot help.
Yeah, but spiritual master here, he was wrong to curse him. Spiritual master was wrong. He did not kill cow knowingly. He tried to protect the cows. So, by mistake and by, you know, we have description here, the cloud was there, night was dark, and he tried to kill the tiger. He only got the tiger's ear, but the cow was there. So then along with ear, the cow's hair was shattered. So that was not intention. That was not intention. So spiritual master, he cursed him. This was not right. He was the greatest protector of the cows. Whole night he wouldn't sleep to protect the cows. Every day. He was almost cow's devotee, the king, Kshatriya. So, and he performed his atonement by going to the jungle and going to one forest and perform austerity and please the Lord. So, spiritual master, if he is wrong, what to do? He's not right. Spiritual master cannot be wrong. So, it's unusual circumstances. Any other question? Yes, Maya.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for this lecture. I was wondering if a devotee has, for instance, in the past had such a service as maybe killing cows or being a butcher, and then takes up devotional service. I mean, every morning we circumambulate Tulsi and we chant Yani Kani Chapapani. Does that, does the atonement, the holy, the bhakti, the devotional service itself, or there are still some aparabdha karma that will manifest in the future?
We know already these two things, that holy name can burn our all reactions to the bad karma, even if you chant once, but that holy name should be pure, Shuddha, holy name, without offenses. That's the one consideration. Second is that he was ignorant before of reactions and karma and this and that. If he's ignorant and doing that, and then he comes back to devotional life chanting Hare Krishna mantra, holy name, which is pure, then yes, he can be relieved of all sinful reactions. Example, Valmiki, if you know Valmiki, Lord Ramchandra's Ramayana he wrote pastimes. He was hunter. He was hunting.
Mrigari.
Pardon me?
Mrigari.
Oh, Mugra, yes. Mrigari. That's the next example I was to say. So, they were killing half, Mrigari was killing halfway animal make them suffer, and he was enjoying it. But when Narad Muni, pure devotee's association he got, and he chanted Hare Krishna mantra, Suddhanam, repenting that he had done in past was totally wrong. Repenting. So, they can be delivered, yes. Just like all of us. We have done so much sin past. But Prabhupada reclaimed us. And we are practicing pure devotional service. So we have all chance to go back to home, back to Godhead. But we have to know that the holy name, pure holy name, can put an end to burn all the past sinful, many, many love. I forgot the sloka, Bahu Janma, nay. Anyway, past sins, it can finish, holy name. That's the one criteria. Second criteria is that he did not know the scripture and association and reaction to karmas and whatever. Innocently he was killing. Innocently in whatever way. And he takes shelter of a spiritual master such as Narada Muni. Both take shelter of Narada Muni, pure devotee, such as Srila Prabhupada. Then, yes, there are all chances that they can go back to home, back to Godhead, by their causeless mercy. There are all chances.
Thank you. There's one instance that you mentioned that sin committed in ignorance is not as severe as sin committed in knowledge. How about if a devotee has a knowledge and does not, for instance, protect this vulnerable groups of dharmic...
What I understood is ignorance is no excuse. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
I heard some people say that once you have the knowledge, if you do not act upon it, if you do not actually put it in a vigyan, in actually pass it on and work according to the shastra, that is like committing a big aggression towards others. And if you try to prevent someone from serving or...
Didn't so much, buddy.
Did you understand my question?
No. Just put it very short, and I have problem with hearing also.
Okay, but I will speak louder, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I heard someone say that if somebody has the knowledge of the Shastra,
yes,
then if we do not act upon it,
yes,
then it's like committing a big aggression.
Big?
Aggression.
Aggression.
Yes.
Aggressive.
Yes.
Aggression.
Having the knowledge and not acting upon the knowledge also a sin?
Yes, it is a sin. If you have knowledge, that doesn't mean that acquiring knowledge is bad. Acquiring knowledge is good. We must acquire knowledge. So, we should act on knowledge. If you don't act on knowledge, you cannot get out of this suffering. You cannot go back to home, back to Godhead. And then knowledge is sambandha, abhideya and prayojan, that knowledge. We have to have and act on it. So, not other knowledge to connect to wire together, produce electricity or anything. Knowledge, is spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
And we have to act on that. That's why we need a guru. And Krishna had designed this material world in which he also designed the way out, that is guru and spiritual knowledge, spiritual practices, spiritual scriptures. So that makes living entity happy. So that is there also. Sinful life means we will suffer. So we have to have knowledge and act on that.
We should
act. Okay, I don't want to take much of your time. I was supposed to stop 15 minutes ago. So, thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.